I'll be the dungeon, you be the dragon, and together let's head on back to the 70s. I am your perfection host, Darian. In 60 seconds, we're opening a time capsule dated Tuesday, February 20th, 1973.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
From Television City in Hollywood, CBS presents America's most exciting new show, The Joker's Wild.
It was Tuesday, February 20th, 1973. In the world of hockey, there was a lot of sadness for fans of the Islanders. For the 10th time, they were shut out 4-0 to the Pittsburgh Penguins, my hometown. But in 1973, even I didn't know I was from Pittsburgh. I thought I lived on Sesame Street. Roberta Flack was living on Easy Street, and she had a number one hit, Killing Me Softly with this song. My boy Merle Haggard was living on Money Street, and he had a number one country hit, I Wonder If They Ever Think of Me. But in 1973, all we thought about was Jokers, 3 Jokers, and winning that money on the Joker's Wild. And I'm out of time, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to put a down payment on the sale of the century. Meet me again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.